Jack Parr was a man quick to shed a tear. Now, it's our turn to cry. The former host of NBC TV's Tonight Show died today at age 85.
Now from New York, it's the Jack Parr Show with Robert Merrill, Buddy Hackett, Alexander King, Jose Mellis and his orchestra, and yours truly, Hugh Downs. And now, here's Jack.
Jack Parr had the late-night job on NBC between Steve Allen and Johnny Carson. But his strength was neither the slapstick comedy of his predecessor nor the quick wit of his successor, although he had a touch of both. An evening with Jack Parr was about Jack and his friends talking, laughing, sorting out the world's problems, and not just the world of show business. He acknowledged no real talent other than that of picking guests who could hold up their end of a conversation. Parr could be funny, but he was also temperamental. He picked fights with the press and with other people on TV. And with his bosses at NBC. He famously walked off the show for 2 weeks, and time after time he showed viewers his emotional fragility. Here's how he opened his final Tonight Show in 1962.
As I look at you tonight, I'm thinking that this is how it will probably look, could look at my own funeral. In a sense, I suppose. I'm very touched by that. Please don't stop me so early. I hope to go 6 or 7 minutes, you know, before I got hysterical. But it's a weakness, you know, I have. Hell, I cry when I take the Coca-Cola bottles back to the A&P. So. You know, I sobbed when I left Guadalcanal. So you see, it's a weakness. Okay, now we'll just talk, huh?
6 years ago, Jack Parr spoke to NPR about his approach to TV when he took over The Tonight Show in 1957.
I just did what interested me. I must say, in those days, I didn't copy anybody because I had to start something that nobody had ever done. So I said, I guess I'll do what I do best, which I've been doing since I was in school, is talking.
After The Tonight Show, Parr continued on NBC with a Friday night primetime show. He later turned to painting and family life. Jack Parr died today at his home in Connecticut. He was 85.
Before I go, I only have a moment. I just want to tip over one more outhouse. On March 16th, this was written in a small syndication by a television writer, Hal Humphrey. Nobody knows what Jack Parr himself is thinking about these days. He doesn't confide in the press. On the show, however, there are times when he seems almost on the verge of shouting, I'm going to stay. You've done it. You've convinced me. I love you, and I'm going to stay. So there. That's what Mr. Humphreys wrote. And now with that, I bid you goodbye.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.